All right, we start the Sugya of Shtar. Torah Banan B'Shtar Kesa. We learned in the Mishnah that a Isha is Nikras in one of three ways, either B'Kesa, B'Shtar, B'Biyah. The Sugyas till now have dealt mostly with Nyone Kesef. And now we deal with Shtar. We already know from earlier that Shtar, we know, we learn out of Gittin, that Shtar works by Kiddushin. So the Gemara says now, B'Shtar Ketzad. So the Gemara says something that sounds very simple. B'Shtar Ketzad, Kosev Loi Alanai or Alacheres, Afa Vishem Vishava Pruta, Bitcha Mekudeshesli, Bitcha Morestesli, Bitcha Lili Intu, Harizu Mekudeshes. How many Kiddushim are there in this Braisa? Easy Braisa, right? Three lines. Shtar Ketzad. Let's see. Kosev Loi Alanai or Alacheres. So right away, that's one big chiddush. That you can write it on cheres. Taisus, we'll learn Taisus soon. Taisus points out that cheres is a dover shiachol is daif. A shtar has to be written on something that can be forged. A piece of cheres, if you write on a piece of clay, it's easy to erase it. So this is one chiddush. Kosel lo yalanai or yala cheres, that can be used for a shtar. That's chiddush number one. A chiddush number two is afal pi shem v'shav apruta. What's the chiddush of afal pi shem v'shav apruta? Huh? Is that what?
I didn't match
the you're trying to explain why I would think differently.
I would think
you need a pruta because I think you'd be makish it to kes, if you mean. Okay. I was thinking because... we spoke in Pesachim about the fact that a Nesina or a Kenyan usually means a Shavapruta. To be kind of something, it has to have a value that you have to be kind of. Okay, so it's the second thing we'll have to discuss. So one Chiddush is Alnai or Alacheres. One Chiddush is Afal Pishayim by Shavapruta. And the third is the Nusach. What's the Nusach? Bitcha Mekudeshesli, or Bitcha Muresesli, or Bitcha Lila Intu. It sounds like a Shtar Kiddush has three words. That's what it sounds like. Bitcha Mekudesh Asli. That's the whole Shtar Kiddushin. That's what it sounds like from these words. Rashi in the Mishnah said, Shtar Kaisav Alanayar. Rashi in the Mishnah said the same thing. Kaisav Alanayar, Pishem Mishav Pruta, Hari At Mekudesh Asli. It was talking about Gedolim. Sounds like from here that the whole Shtar Kiddushin is Bitcha Mekudesh Asli. That's the whole thing. Or if it's not a Ketana, if it's a Gedolah, so you would write Hari At Mekudesh Asli. That's the whole Shtar. And finished. That's what it sounds like from this braisa. So these are the three chiddushim of the braisa. Why is the third one a chiddush? Okay, so we'll discuss the third nakuda, the lashon of a shtar. You know what? Let me. The Rashba writes about the Lashon Hashtar. He says the Gemara Lishna Kaita Nogat. The Gemara chapped on a very abbreviated Lashon. And if you write Bitcha Mekudeshesli, it does not work. You have to write a full-fledged Shtar with Lashon Ha'ish and the Lashon with the Shem Ha'ish and the Shem Ha'isha. Just like when you write a get, you write the man's name, the woman's name, and the city in which it's been given, and the date. You need a shtar, it's got to be a shtar. So it has to have all the shyness of shtar. And what the Gemara is saying is bit from a kadeshously, such a short lashon, that's it's lot that.
Why would you need the whole shtar?
What does Bitcha Mekudeshesli say? It doesn't say who. It doesn't say when. It doesn't say where. Is that the shtar? Alright, so so first, let me tell you, the Rashba says that you have to have all the Lashonos. Shema Ish, Shema Isha, the date, and the Vokim. You have to have everything. And the Rashba says, because it's Iskish Kiddushin to Gittin, Havaya Leitzia. We learn out Dinei Shtar Kiddushin from Dinei Shtar Gittin. It's just like a get needs all the information. Kiddushin also needs all the information. So Shmuley, you should ask me, why does a get need all the information? Get, why can't you just write Hariat Mugureshes? So the Rashba says, because it says there, Sefer Karsa, that the word Sefer, we darshan, that you need Sfiras Devarim, you need a Sipur Devarim, you need the Shtar has to tell the story. And if you just write Hariat Mugureshes, that doesn't tell the story, it doesn't say who and where. So therefore you need to write the who, the when, and the where, all in a Shtar, in order to be in a get, to be Sfiras Devarim. Memeila, it's Iskish, Havai Leitzia, so Kiddushin also needs the whole story. This is all here in the Rashba Nasud. The Hamakna is Ma'irer from Taisvis. The Taisvis Kosov Alanayr Alacheres, which I hope all of you have gone through the Taisvis. Taisvis brings a machlaikis which you should be familiar with between Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Meir. If Eide Mesira Karti or Eide Chasima Karti. What that means basically is that when you give a get, what is the Payal HaGet? What is the thing that makes the get work? Which witnesses? We know Eidis L'Kiyume is what makes the get work. Which Eidis? Mandyamu says Eide Mesira Karti holds the Iker is the Eidim who see the giving over of the Shtar, of the Get, in that case, of the Shtar Kedushim in our case. And Rameya holds Eide Chasima Karti. The Iker is the Eidim who signed the Shtar. And so that's a machloikis, as many Nafgaminis and Mesechtas Gittin. If they didn't even have to sign a get, Rebbe Lezer holds the Gaiden don't have to sign the get. You can just they just see the Mesira, they don't have to sign it. The Meir says, no, they have to sign it, that's what makes it happen. So this is the machlekes of Eide Mesira Karati or Eide Chasima Karati. Taisvis says that if a shtar could be written on Cheres, the question of whether a shtar can be written on Cheres is totally in this machlaikas. If Eide Chasima Karti or Eide Mesira Karti. And our Braisa, which says that it's Kasha ala Cheres, is going like the Mandi Yamar, like which Mandi Yamar? It's Kasha on Cheres. Eide Mesira Karti. Dik is the Mesira, it's going like Galaza. Eide Mesira Karti. And Mimela, that's why the Braisa said it's Kasha ala Cheres. This is Taisis Teretz. Okay, the other Rishayim who argue with Taisis, other Rishayim say, "Now, did you follow? I mean, I'm assuming you're familiar with Taisis, okay? That Al Gemara goes Rabbi Laza, and that's why it's Kashal Al Acheres." The other Rishayim will argue, and they say, when it says Al Acheres, it would mean Chakika Al Acheres. You would have to engrave it on the Acheres. That's kasha l'kuli alma. That this brisa means to be chaykek ala cheres, to scratch it into the piece of cheres, the lashon hashtar. So that's not yochel as dayif, that can be erased. And the meila, they hold the sugi is going to Rav Meir. But Taisvis holds going to Rav Elazar. So zok to sefer hamaknim. What did the Rashba say? The Rashba said that you have to have a whole Nusach Hashtar. This Rashba is only true according to Rameya. So Rameya holds Eide Chasima Karti. So everything depends on Nusach Hashtar. So you're right, Rameya, you need a whole Nusach, because this is the Shtar that two sides. So this, which the Rashba said, that you have to have the name of the man and the name of the woman and the Mokim and the Zman, the whole Nusach is true only according to Rameya. But our sugya is going like Rebbe Laza. This price is going like Rebbe Laza. Like Taisus said, like Rebbe Laza, it's enough to write Bitcha Mekudeshesli. Just write on a paper Bitcha Mekudeshesli. Or if she's a Gedolah, write Hariat Mekudeshesli. And the Ede Mesira, what counts? They see the Mesira, and Mamela, it's going to be good. So the Sefer Machnas says that the Rashba is true like Rameya, but Lamaisa, this price is going to Rav Elazar. So the Lashon Bitzchom Mekudeshesli is a fine Lashon.
Rav Elazar for sure doesn't dash in the Sefer.
That's what the Machnas seems to say.
How do you know that? Like, why did you jump into that conclusion?
That's a good question. Yeah. It's the Hamakna Lamaisa is apparently arguing with the Rashba, because if you look in the Rashba himself, the Rashba was so we have Pashtus again, Machlekes the Rashba and the Hamakna. The Rashba says, without going into any complicated thing, the Rashba says the Lashon Bitzchom Mekudeshesli is a Lashon Kitzer, Lashon Shtakaita Naka, that's a short Lashon, and you must write the whole Lashon. That's the Rashba says. The Machna says that's only true like Rameyev. Like Rebbe Lazar, you know, you can write the short version also. The problem with the Machna is that if you look in the Rashba says the same thing as Tosfos. The Rashba also says the Sugi is going like Rebbe Lazar. And the Rashba still says that you need a full Lashon. So Lamaisa, clear that the Rashba is going side like Rebbe Lazar and side like Rameya. And he holds that you have to have a full Lashon. Not like that Machna. Machna says you only need the full Lashon like Rav Meir, say the Mesira character. The Rashba Klor holds that even like Rav Elazar you need the full Lashon. Even like Rav Elazar you need the complete Lashon. What?
No.
They're arguing if the what extent the Chesimus Hashtar is important. One of the nafkaminas is if the Eidim have to sign. Do Eidim have to sign the Hashtar or not? If you hold Eidim as Sira Karati, then you don't need Eidim signing the Hashtar. At least in the Torah, certainly. The Gemara says it later here in Kedushin on Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph says Kitcher B'Shtar She'ein Olav Eidim V'Mein L'Tamei Dom Eidim Sima Karati. You need Eidim Rav Lozal Tamei Dom Eidim Sima Karati. B'Shtar She'ein Olav Eidim. Okay, at any rate, what do we have? That the Rashba says you need the full Lashon Stalak Rav Lozal and Stalak Ramei. The Magnetine is no. According to Ramei, you need for a full Lashon. According to Rav Elazar, it's enough to just say Bitchom Mekudeshesli, and that's adequate. What is the Svara of the Hamakna? The Hamakna holds that Rav Elazar, the Shtar is not, it's just a method, it doesn't have to tell you anything. Rashba holds, no. You need Sefer Karsa, you need Sfiris Devarim, the Shtar has to tell you the story. So this is the machlokes as to what the Shtar has to say. Now the Machna really cannot argue with the Rashba. The Machna is an Achron and the Rashba is a Rishon. But the Ritva says, like the Machna, the Ritva says that the Lashon Bitzchom Mekudeshesli is a good Lashon. Pashtasi means straight a good Lashon. So we have a Shita. So we have machlokes. So we have machlokes. According to Rameya, there's no machlokes. According to Rameya, you certainly have to have a whole nusach. We have machlokes according to Rav Elazar. Now, the Rashba says what I said here. The Ritva is certainly gone like Tosfos, whether he says it out or not, because according to Rameya, there'll be no shayla. Yeah. The Nidain. The lumdus here is the following. In Tosfos, in the beginning of Gittin, Tosfos on the Beis Amid Beis going up to Gimel Amid Aleph, Tosis talks about the famous case of Shnei Yosef and Shimon's in one city. We have two people in the same city, they're both, their name is Yosef and Shimon, and to make it even more interesting, they both married women with the same name, Rachel Bas Leah, and they're coming to write a shtar, writing a get. One of them is writing a get. So why Yosef and Shimon? Why not anybody else? That's something. There's a Reb Tzadik who explains why he always chatzan Yosef and Shimon. But anyway, Pashto is just an example. Yosef and Shimon. Anyway, the Tosfos there says that Ramei and Reb Elazar would argue if you write a shtar with the name Yosef ben Shimon in a city where there's more than one. Now what you're supposed to do is write the grandfather's name also. Write Yosef ben Shimon ben Yaakov. If they're both Yosef ben Shimon ben Yaakov, okay, so you have to find some other way of identifying it. But let's say they have different grandfathers. You're supposed to write Yosef ben Yaakov, Yosef ben Shimon ben Yaakov, right? And you didn't. You just wrote Yosef ben Shimon. You did it the wrong way. And you used the get. Is it a kosher get? Zok Tosfos, this is called a shtar she'ein muchach mitaychai. Okay, shtar she'ein muchach mitaychai. You can't really tell from within it the whole story. So Tosfos says, like Rav Elazar, it'll be a kosher shtar. Because they did Mesira Karti anyway. And like Remeir, it'll be a pasul shtar. Because it's a shtar she'ein muchach mitaychai. And the Meila, it's a machlaikis, the two mandiyamrim, this will be enough gemina, the misirikati, the chsimakati, in the case of two Yosef and Shimon is a one sin. And this is something which it seems all the Rishayim agree. That all the Rishayim agree this will be enough gemina between Ramea and Rav Elazar, shtar shein emuchach mitaycha, if you're all Yosef and Shimon, this will be enough gemina. So the Stipler says that Lechaira, this case, the Yosef ben Shimon case, is shver on the Rashba. L'chaira, the Yosef ben Shimon case and the Rashba don't stem. Why? So let's see. What did the Rashba say? The Rashba said that the shtar has to have all the names, even like Rav Elazar. You can't write Bichlo Mekudeshesli. You can't write Hariyat. The shtar has to have all the information. That's what the Rashba says. And the Rajva said, why? Kointer may it's Pashin, Eidach Simakat. Kointer Balaza, why? Zokta Rajva, you know why? Because you need Sefer Karsa, Sfiras Devarim, it's got to tell the whole story. So, Fred the Stipler, so if so, for Balaza holds that the Shtar has to tell the whole story, so why, by Yosef and Shimon, why is it Kashal by Rebbe Laza? If it says Yosef and Shimon in this city, and we have two Yosef and Shimon in this city, why is that good?
It's not a sign of Sfiras Devarim, because two people have the same story. It's a sign that it's not Nikar, if you want to bring the right person later. But it's not a person's story, what happened?
You're going to have to explain. You're going to explain what you're saying to me. But one second, I just want to make sure everyone follow the Kasha. Everyone follow the Kasha. Again, one more time. Derajma said, if there are no names in the Shtar, it's possible even like Rebbe Lazar. If you don't have the name of the husband in the shtar, or the name of the wife in the shtar, or the date in the shtar, it's possible because even like Rebbe Lazar, of course it's possible. He'll say the chesim akarti, Moshan. But even like Rebbe Lazar, it's possible if it doesn't have the names in the shtar. Yet, in the case of two Yosef and Shimon's in one city, Rebbe Lazar holds that it's kosher. A shtar that just says Yosef and Shimon, it doesn't say which one, is a kosher shtar, even though it's not muchach mitaychaim. It means you can't tell from within the shtar which person is the one giving the get. So, Stipler, what's the difference? One second. What's the difference if it has no name in it? Or if it has a name and we don't know who it is? And we can't figure out who it is without more information. What's the difference? My nafka mina. That's his cash.
Okay. So, the same. of this chaos. If it has to have the name, it has to tell the story. It does not be able to differentiate this story from another story. It has to tell the story. So the Dinesh has to have the names. Once it has the names, it doesn't make a difference if other people understand the name. This star is a good star for this story.
If I write a Jewish fellow did it, that would be good enough.
No, it has to have the name of this person. It has to tell the story.
But a name... All right, first let me tell you. The Stipler says what you said. He has a connection to it, though. The Stipler says that basically, if there's no name, he says, if there's no name, there's no story. There's no Sfiras Devarim Ba'alma, if there's no name. So the Rashba holds, if there's no name, it's no good. There's no Sfiras Devarim. If there's a name, so that's a story. He says, it's a story with the Tziruf of the Eidei Mesira. You want to know who? You want to know which Eidei Mesira? The last day of the Mesira. So it's still possible to figure out which Yosef and Shimon it is. Because you could ask the day of the Mesira which one it was. And the Meila, the Shtar, is telling a story. It's telling a story, so you have to get details. You have to ask the Eidim which Yosef and Shimon. So that's the way the Stipler answers and explains the Rashba. So the Rashba is saying, the Shtar has to be a Sfiras Devarim in it. It's got to have a story in it. But it doesn't have to be Muchach Mitzaychi. You know, so it has to have the basic story, but it doesn't have to have the whole story. It could be that, it could be missing something. So, alright, so everybody, you follow the Teretz, you seem to like this Teretz.
We're relying on the Eidim Mesira anyway. Why do you need any story? Because it gets
I guess so. It's the Sefer Karsa. Sefer Karsa is Zeres HaKasa. That's the Sefer tells the story. I'm just not clear to me, and this is what the Stipler answers, and that's Pshat in the Rashba. And yeah, okay. I was going to ask the same question in a different way. I don't fully understand the Stipler's teretz. Why Yosef ben Shimon is better than no name? If I understand, if you write Yosef ben Shimon, there are only two Yosef ben Shimons in town. So there are, it's a 50-50 chance, right? What happens if you have a city with only two Jews in it? See, and there's no name in the Shtar, just says he's in this city. So that'll be good, because there are only two.
Who says those Jews in that city?
And, no, you write the city. You write the city, you write the name. It'll be good. Yeah. But better, what happens if you have 100 Yosef and Shimons? Who knows how many Yosef and Shimons there are in New York City? Maybe there are 30 Yosef and Shimons. So you could have 30 Yosef and Shimons in New York, and you can go out to, I don't know, to the sticks somewhere, to one of these little towns, and you have 30 Jews in the whole city. So we're saying in New York, when you wrote Yosef and Shimon, that's called the Sfiras Devarim, telling the story. And when you go out to some other town and you don't write the name, it's not a Sfiras, it's not the story. So I don't understand the difference so much between the two cases.
The
story has to have a name, but what does name mean? Name means something that identifies the person. So, it's telling a story that Yosef ben Shimon gave a get. And if the story just says someone gave a get, this is a story.
If
this get has to have a name, Yosef ben Shimon is not a name in a city where there are more Yosef ben Shimons.
No, like
what else is a name? A name is only to differentiate between people. If we didn't have to differentiate between people, none of us needed names here. What do we need names for? What does a name do for you? It just tells you, it's just the means of identifying you. Isn't that?
You're identifying somebody.
That's all a name is. What? Yeah, but there are two Yosef ben Shimons. So is that called I wrote the name? They can figure out, but they can't figure it out. They can only figure out who they didn't see. No, they didn't. If there are two Yosef ben Shimons, he's supposed to write the Yosef ben Shimon Yaakov.
Because the get. Well, without the name, there's no such thing. Since then they're not basing it on what there is in the Shtar, then they're using their own knowledge.
Are they using their own knowledge more when there's no name and they ask Eidei Mesira, or when it says Yosef ben Shimon and they ask Eidei Mesira, which one? That's just the thing that bothers me. Why one is more than the other?
They have to write a name.
the fact that there are other Yosef and Shimon to require another interior Yosef as far as writing an English star. Anything above that, you want to differentiate this Yosef and Shimon from another one. That's the only reason for you to do that is because you want to be Mevar. Being Mevar is something that you're not obligated to do with the star. All you have to do is have a Kosher star.
A name makes a story. A name. In fact, that there's a name there. I don't know.
You
don't have a name on there. I don't know. Everyone seems to be happy with the name. What? You have to have it flighty by flighty. But the idea is to tell me the story. Seriously, you gotta tell me the story. Who it is?
The story is called Once Upon a Time.
Yeah.
So that's how the story goes. You say, this is funny, and funny, and of course, it's funny, and funny. Shame,
that's the story.
That's the story.
That's the story, even though you can't figure out who it is from the Shtar.
That's the story. You could figure it out.
Okay. I don't have enough information.
I have to
find out. Well, if it says Bitcha Mekudeshesli, I could also figure out someone gave it. I should figure the research and find out who.
No, someone that's an outsider, doesn't know anything, cannot figure out anything from this. If I find the paper
sheet that says, Yosef Shimon, you still can't figure it out.
You
know how many Yosef Shimon's there are in Brooklyn?
But I have a chance. I mean,
what?
I have a chance. There's someone in here, let's come to the information.
Yeah, and Isha also. I'm just, yes, Mishim is just a shortcut. Same thing, Rachel Bas Leah, same thing. The same name, same man, same. Yeah, not all of them, just there happens to be one match. You know how many David Cohns there are in Brooklyn? Or, I know about 5 or 6, so it must be a lot.
What?
I never inquired. I should find out. I'd be interested. What?
Like Rashba, the Etzem Guf of the Get is the names, is the story. If you don't have the names, it's no Get. So it makes no difference. The fact is, if there's no names on it, it's not a Get.
There's no names, not a Get. If you have a name, which doesn't mean much.
The fact is, without the names, makes it a story. It doesn't make a difference what it is.
Okay, that seems to be. No, everybody seems to agree that names make it a story. You want to tell a story, people believe you got to have a name.
Make us a name.
What? Who Gavra? Okay, so I don't know. Lemaisa, the Stipler says what you said. What you're saying, says the Stipler, not you, whatever else is saying, is the Stipler says that as long as you have a name there, that's a Sefiras Devarim, and you just have to figure out the rest. That's Shad and the Rashba then. The Rashba holds that you have to have the names, that's a minimum part for a story. You want to figure out who, so probably you know something. The truth is, you don't have to write the address, just write the city. I didn't write the address. Alright, you have the city, that's enough of an identifying for the person. So you don't have to write out all the details. You write a lot of details. So this is the amount of details that are making into a story. All right, now Machna, who doesn't agree with this, maybe Machna would agree with me that this teretz, this chiluk is a shvacha chiluk. Now Machna holds that like Rebbe Lazi, you don't need any names at all. Just like you know, Yosef and Shimon is good. Nothing is good. Nothing is good. Why? So that's what I'm saying. It seems that there's no machlokes about that point. About being Tyson Gin. It seems that that's the kulu kuli alma. That's what I was talking about. Okay, so the Gemara understands that to be a requirement of Rameh. That Eidach Sima Karti means I don't have to call live witnesses into Bezin. I just use the piece of paper in Bezin. If you want to use the piece of paper in Bezin, it's got to be Mochum Mitzvah. It has to be a clear piece of paper. Now, that's for a raya. That it works that way by Shtar Kinyan, that's for Meis Chiddush. The Chasima Karati, there's the paper alone that does it, but that paper's got to be able to stand on its own 2 feet. Okay, so much for this Machlaikis the Rajba and the Ritva, I call it the Rajba and the Amakna, what the Lashon should be, but certainly just saying. Certainly, according to Rav Meir, this you would have to just writing Hariyat is no good. you have to have a whole nusach. I think we pass on Grubba Laza anyway, so this machlaikas is lamaisa, what it has to say in the Lashon HaShtar. Okay, there's one other discussion regarding Lashon HaShtar, and that is more of a diak in what the Braisa doesn't say than what the Braisa does say. We had Lashonis HaShtar by Kesef. So he had Tana Rabbanan, Hariat Ishti, Anvavim and Alf, Nidat Ha'ar. So he had a lot of Shainis, Hariat Ishti, Hariat Rasasi, Hariat Knuyali, Hariat Shali, Hariat Rishusi, Hariat Zakukali, Mekudeshes. So we had a lot of Lashainis that were Chidushim. We had more Lashainis than the previous Amid Beis, Hariat Mekudeshes, Mureses, Lili Intu. Here, the price is very Bekitza. Hariat Mekudeshes, Li, Bitcha Mekudeshes, Li, Mureses, Li, Lili Intu. What's the Nidain? Right, the first price. There's the first three of them. The first three of the Shainis. Good. So it's a matching price to that. Do you say Kesef? It's like Kesef. Okay, the Shaila is this. If you say Hariat Ishti, it's Mekudeshes. We had involved in Aleph. By Kiddushay Kesef, if you say Hariat Ishti, that's good. What's the chiddush of Hariat Ishti? Rav Moshe, I mentioned to you then from the Dibris Moshe, that Hariat Ishti, the chiddush is, even though it's what we call Loshen Avar. Now, Hariat Mekudeshesli is, you're now becoming married, you're hereby becoming married to me. Hariat Mekudeshesli v'tabazu. You're becoming married to me through this tabaz. The Loshen Hariat Ishti is, you are my wife. It's not describing what's happening. It's just saying a fact. You are my wife. Rav Moshe called that Lashon Avar, which I think in class we were more comfortable Lashon Haiva than Lashon Avar. That's not the main point of Rav Moshe. The point is, it's not saying it's happening now. It's just saying, you, Hariat Ishti, you are my wife. The Chiddush is that that's good. What's the Chiddush? Why is that a Chiddush, that Hariat Ishti is good? So Rav Moshe brought from Cheshen Mishpat a machlokes by shtaros. If I write a shtar, I'm selling you my house. So what nusach is a nusach hashtar? The Muki Yosef says that it's got to be a lashon of action. I am hereby selling you my house. Got to be a lashon of something that is happening. I am hereby selling you my house. If you write a lashon like we have deeds, it says the house at this address belongs to Yankel. Just write that down. If Yosef says that's not a good shtar for shtar kinyan, it's not shtar kinyan. Shtar kinyan is I hereby sell you the house, not the house is yours. So Muki Yosef said, if you write the house is yours, it's not a good lashon. The Ran disagreed there. The Ran held that if you write the house is yours, it is a good lashon. It's also a good lashon. But Muki Yosef held that it's got to be a lashon that I'm hereby selling it, not the house is yours. So Rav Moshe said on Dafav, what's the chiddush? Hariat Ishti is good. That even though the Arishayim will hold by Shtar Kinyan that Hariat Ishti is no good, a Hari Sadezu Shalcha is no good, the Chiddush is that by Kedushin such a Lashon works. Lashon Hariat Ishti works by Kedushin. That's the Chiddush on the Vav
Amar. Why isn't it a Raya?
What?
Why is it not a Raya?
I'll tell you why. You'll see why. Because the question now is this Lashon Hariat Ishti that's good on Davav, what do we say? That's good by Kiddushay Kesef, but by Shtar we'll say like the Muki Yosef and it's no good. Maybe there, because like the Muki Yosef, it's no good Hariat Ishti. Now Vav Amud Aleph is telling us that by Kesef, which is not a Shtar, by Kesef Hariat Ishti is good enough. That's one way to learn. Right, you could learn the chiddush of Hariat Ishti is that really Muki Yosef is right. By shtaros you can't write such lashonis, and Hariat Ishti works there because it's not a shtar; it's mikdash a woman. Shinus of Kedushin, it works. You're conveying the message. Or you could learn, maybe Hariyat Ishti is good by Shtar Kedushin too. So Rav Moshe is Nesupik in this. What would be the din of Hariyat Ishti by Ishtar? By Ishtar Kedushin. Did the Gemara on Dafav mean a Chiddush only by Amira of Kesef? And Hariyat Ishti is good? Or is it even by Ishtar?
It's saying that Gemara Dafav is just the Kitzur of Gemara Dafav. So if this is the same thing, then it would work.
That's true. Dependent on that would be how to be medayik in this brisa. If you learn Bitcha B'Kudeshesli is dafka, then Hariyat Ishti is no good. If you want to say Bitcha B'Kudeshesli is just the kitzer brisa, and there's really all the other lashanis are good, then it would be good. I guess there would be the tully in how to learn the diuk and brisa. Lamaisa in Rambam, it says that Hariyat Ishti is good by Ishtar. And I think in the Tosis Rehazakin also on the Bavamar Aleph, he also says that Hariyat Ishti is good by Ishtar. Which means that Hariyat Ishti is good. So now, where do we go from here? What you asked is, right? Hariyat Ishti. Go Beseder again. By Amir of Kiddush, Nariyat Ishti is Zichr good. By Shtar Kinyan, we have a Machlekes Ran in the Muki Yaisif. If Hariyat Ishti is good. The Ran says it's good. Not again, the Lashon of Hari Sod is Ushalcha. And the Ran says it's good, Muki Yaisif says it's no good. By Shtar Kiddushin, the Rambam and Riyazakin say Hariyat Ishti is good. Now, we have two choices. The easiest thing to say is that the Rambam and the Riyazakin hold like the Ram. They say Hariyat is good, this Lashon is good by all Shtaris. Then it would make the Nemuki Yosef pretty much a Das Yachid, because now you have the Rambam on the other side. And make it a Das Yachid. That would be, I think, the simplest way to go. No? They will say like this, the Lashon Hariyat Ishti. By Kesef, everybody holds it's good. By Shtar, we'll bunch Shtar Kedushin and Shtar Kinyan all in the same boat. And we'll say, it's a Machlaikis. Till now it's a Machlaikis Ran the Mukhi Yosef. In Chesh Mishpat it's called a Machlaikis. The Ran holds a Lashon of this house is yours. It's good. Mukhi Yosef holds it's no good. And now we're going to put the Rambam the Riyazakin together with the Ran. And we have three against one. It's not just any three, it's the Rambam. We've got a lot of Paiskin. That would be the simplest way to learn. The other way to learn would be to say that somehow Shtar Kiddushin is different than Shtar Kinyan. Which leaves to our imagination why it would be different. There may be some reason Mukhi Yosef will be made by Shtar Kiddushin. It leaves to our imagination why he would be made. Why should Shtar Kiddushin? The Gemara seems to say where?
Why?
I mean, for the Gemara's next comparison, the next line of Gemara, it's a right that we want that we do compare them. They're similar. So if they're similar, then it would be easier to learn that the Rambam is like the Ran. We should learn the next few lines anyway. Let's see it inside. Maskeflor of Zera bar Mamel, Holy Domi Haishtar l'Shtar Zvini. How are you comparing this? There, the Meichus writes a Lashon Sadei Mechura Lach. My spiel is hereby sold to you. How can you compare them? In one place the seller writes it, in one place the receiver writes it. Amarava, Hasam Yana the Krach, Yana the Krach. If the Gemara's Teres are the same, let's see. Hasam Yana Krach, Yana Krach. It's telling you the Meicher writes a Lashon that he's selling it. What's chatting the line here? Okay, I'm not going to get involved with the dikduk here of yikach and yakach and the whole thing. But what does it mean? Ki yikach, v'bal tola rachmana, that what? What? He does the action, and therefore he writes the shtar. So therefore two shtaris are different, or the people are different? Therefore, again, so we have something called the shtar, and the meicher is the one who gives it. We take the same thing called the shtar, and we have the, by kedushin, we have the one who's receiving giving it. Is that pshat? Or is pshat, it's a different shtar?
Because
it's a different shtar.
Otherwise, they would be the same.
When a meicher writes a shtar, the Torah says, fields, meicher does the shtar. Ladies, the one who receives it writes the shtar. That's the Torah told us. Right? Now, does that imply a different nusach hashtar? What? And the other will say,
I'm getting it up.
One will say Lach and one will say Li, obviously. But I just.
It's not a good comparison, it's a good comparison. It's like Yiddish, we have a positive and a different language. The Gemara said it's a good comparison, but I said, but we have a positive Yikach.
So when I sell a field, I write a shtar kinyan. I write in a shtar, this field is hereby sold to you. Mukiyasa says, that's to say, it's hereby sold to you. By shtar kiddushin, you're going to say it's the same shtar, just the Baal writes it. That you, hariyat mukudesh asli, b'shtar zu. That you're hereby, so it's the same shtar and it goes in both directions, as you say. Same shtar and it goes in both directions. Okay, if it's the same shtar, it goes in both directions. And the Rambam says that Hari Adishti is a kosher shtar, then it would seem that the Rambam holds like the Ram, that a lashon of Hari At Vishtaris is a good lashon. And if that's so, if it's a good lashon, so it's a right to the Ram. It's not like the Mukhi Yosef. If you wanted to try to defend the Mukhi Yosef, you would have to say that somehow it lives in this Gemara that the lashonis are different. And when a meicher writes, he writes a lashon of doing a mechira, and kiyikach he writes the result. I have to admit, I don't know why I should say that. Why should I say it's a different shtar? But if you want to make the mukiyasim shtim with the Rambam, you have to say kedushin is different and mechira is different. Why should it be different? I'm taking a loss to say, and the pashtus should be the same. If it's the same, then it's taka raya from the Rambam to the Ram, which Rav Moshe is taka mitzadeh in the piece that this Rambam is. It's Bechayra like the Ram. Okay, so we have our second Machlaikis for today. So we spoke out today two Machlaikis. One was the Machlaikis, the Rashba and the Hamakna, or the Rashba and the Ritva. And the other is now the Machlaikis, Mukhi Yosef and the Ran by Lashonis Hashtar and Nafkamina. The connection here is whether Shtar Kedushin could have such a lashon of ishtecha hariyat ishti. Okay, let's the Gemara. Let's go on with the Gemara. There's a third machlokes rishonim here. Hasam nami ksiv sodes bekesef yiknu kari beyaknu. My tamak of yaknu. We should ksivu machar. Achinami kari yakach. The ksiv is being said to shazeh. Elo amarav. Hilchasim nu esuchan rabban makor. Vayisaim hasam nami ksiv vaekach asefer hamak. Let's see the next Amar Rava. We have to still get to Taisus, but Amar Rava, second Amar Rava. Amar Rav now, Amar Rav Nachman. Chosav lo yayanai or ayal acheres. Avo pishem b'shav apruta b'chul b'kudeshes li b'chul mores li b'chul niyintu. Ben li avi ben li atzma b'kudeshes midaitai b'hu shaloi b'agul. Okay, here we have a tremendous machlokes rishonim. What the case of Bein al Yedei Aviyah, Bein al Yedei Atzma, V'kudeshes Midaitai, V'hu Shaloi Bagra. Hushalai Bagra means what? Bagra is what age? 12 and a half. Hushalai Bagra means she is. Huh?
Anything
under 12. She is. Anything under 12. She's under 12 and a half. How old is she? 12 or even under 12? Huh? She's a katana, so I can't be talking under 12. Pashtus. I agree with you. This is a machlokes rishayim. Machlokes rishayim here, what hushalai bagra means. It was up to me, if I didn't see anything in the rishayim, I would learn this Gemara. Hushalai bagra means that she's between 12 and 12 and a half. She's a nara. So she's already a gedayla. And Shalom al Yisrael, I won't have any mafarshim to speak out. I'll just tell you, it's talking about Rabbi. Of course, she's a gedayla, so of course she could accept it. She needs the father's rishus, because the father's the bailam. But she's a gedayla, a maisa gedayla. A maisa, the Ritva learns this way. However, Rav Rishayim learn that this is talking even by a katana. For who Shalai Bagra includes a katana. The Ravid, the Rosh, the Ran, the Rashba, and the Ramban all learn that for who Shalai Bagra is referring even to a katana. Even to a katana. So what are we saying? A man wants to marry off his daughter. And there's no shaila, it's the man's choice. The das is the man. She's a katana. She doesn't have any das. That is no machlokes. It's the man's choice. Zok the Rosh. The man could say, the father could say to the chasm, give the shtar or the kesef to my daughter, the katana, and when you give it to her, the chasm will be chal. It will be a kedush. So that works. Bein aydei aviyah, bein aydei asim u'kudeshes nedaitei v'ushaloi bagra. So the obvious question is, we're talking about katana, the question is, why? Why should it work by katana? Kedushin. Kudeshes. Talk about kedushin. Medin. Arev. Okay, let's see. Does that make sense? Does that make sense that you work within Arev? Huh? Yeah. So why should what's the tzad kineged? Maybe you should work within Arev. What's the tzad it shouldn't work within Arev? You have two possible answers why it shouldn't. Maybe Arev needs a bardas. Maybe Arav needs the receiver should be a bardas. So we had. Okay, so we have to get to that. One issue is if Arav needs a bardas. There's one other issue. Why is this case different than every case of Arav that we had till now? Because we only had Arav by Kinyan Kesef. By Kinyan Kesef, we had Arav for a couple of times. He was talking about Kinyan Shtar. Does Din Arev work by Kinyan Shtar? You're right. If it's not Hana, then you have a reason why not. All right. So we have two issues. One issue is, does Din Arev work by Shtar? And the other issue is, does Din Arev need that a Gadol or a Gedayla receives it, or is it even a Ketan? So each of these issues is the Chayra Taloi in the two ways we learned Din Arev. Okay, when we had Din Arev, we explained Din Arev that there are two Mahalchim in Din Arev by Kesef. Right, what was the case? A woman tells a man, Ten mana l'plaini v'kadesh ani lach. Give him $100, I'll be married to you. So, what are the two ways to learn? She's married through two ways, right? Either the Hanoah, that she feels good that he's listening to her, which is the Rambam Shita, that she's married with the Hanoah, I have Hanoah, that you give away money because I say so, or no, it's not the Hanoah, it's the $100 itself, and Din Arif says that if someone else receives it, it's Kilo I received Right? Those are the two mahalchim in Din Ariv that we said. Either Din Ariv is with the hadna that you're listening to me to give someone else money, I'm married to you. Or Din Ariv is a din that when someone else gets it, it's as if I got it. So let's halk up with the two mahalchim. Okay, we had a nafkamina. If a lady tells a man, Zraik mana liyam this kadishani lach, throw 100,000 to the ocean, and I'll be married to you for that. Does that work? So we said it's talin this machlaikis. If you hold din ariv is the satisfaction that you're willing to listen to me to spend money, so then it could be that it works. She has some satisfaction. But if din ariv is that someone else received it, it's kilo I received it. So throwing it to the yam, then what do you mean kilo I received it? No one received it. It's not kilo I received it. The chiddush of ariv is only by barda, is only by a person. So the hamakna says that this shaila of whether din ariv could apply by a katana that pachus may 12 years old, if someone is not a bardas, is the machlekes, the ritva and the rashba. This machlekes, the ritva and the other and the many rishayim. That if you hold that it works by yanoah, if you hold it works by yanoah. So the Hamakna says, Hahi Anoa, first of all, can't work by Shtar. Shtar, Hahi Anoa, you can't be a Mekadesh with Shtar, but Hanoa. Hanoa is money. The Hanoa that you're giving it to Pliny, it's like I have Anoa. So that's not Kedusha Shtar. Okay, 1 second, let's not mix that in yet. So he says like this, if you learn that Din Ariv is a Din, that if you give money to someone else, you throw it into the yam, the lady has a hanah that you're listening to me, she's married with the value of the hanah. So that makes sense by Kedusha Kesef, with the value of the hanah. But by shtar, it can't work by shtar. Because by shtar, you're not marrying a woman with a hanah. You're marrying her with the shtar. So if you want to marry her with the shtar, you have to give the shtar. So if din ariv is by hanah, then it does not work by shtar. If din ariv is that if someone else got it, it's as if I got it. So that works by kesef, it works by shtar also. Someone else got it, it's kilo I got it. What's the difference kesef or shtar? The whole din ariv is that someone else got it, it's like I got it. So then it should work by both. So that the machlaikis, if din ariv should work by shtar, should l'chayra be tali in the lumdis of din ariv. The other thing we were talking about, whether was the other nekuda, if din ariv works by a lav bardas, if din ariv works by a lav bardas, should be totally in lechayrit, should be totally in this as well. If you hold zreik mana liyam works, then zreik mana lav bardas also works. If you hold that zreik mana liyam doesn't work, got it. So then you could hold that it has to be a bardas. So upon him, the way we're discussing it today, we have machlekes rishayim. We have, as of now, two shittas. Either Gemara is talking about a katana, or Gemara is talking about an arav. If you hold din arav works here, you could assign the Gemara by katana as well. If you hold din arav doesn't work here, then you have to set it on dafka by a arav. Okay, that's pretty simple for today, but it's not everything yet. The Rush does not learn the way we're saying. The Rush holds talking about Ketana. The Rush says a tremendous Chiddush, which you should see inside of the Rush. And I'll get to that tomorrow. Also, on Tosfos Afal Pi She'en B'Shava Pruta, there's a short, there's an important Avnei Meluim. The last Avnei Meluim is Simen Kuf Lamed Tes. There's a short piece in which he deals with our Tosfos. It's the paragraph that starts Dibur HaMaskel Umei Haitayma Nirali. So that's a Mishra for tomorrow. I'd also like to turn the page tomorrow, so you have what to do.